right? And the passwords, and then the double verification. It's the most aggravating thing. Like, we have a password book, and we also keep all the passwords in the computer with the fingerprint thing that I have on my computer. But boy, are they a pain in the neck. Do you hear an amen?
Amen.
Amen. Good. Well, Jesus is the ultimate password protector and knows all the passwords. He has the authority over all the passwords. Putting it a different way, he has the master key of all locks because he has the authority. So he's in the Capernaum synagogue and he's teaching with authority. He says he knows more than the scribes. These scribes are guys that that's all they've done all of their life is to study the word of God. They think they know it. But Jesus comes by and he speaks with authority more than the scribes. It's interesting that Mark doesn't say what he was teaching about. But Jesus has more authority than even the scribes. And then a man shows up with an unclean spirit. We would say that he's demon-possessed. And they say, I know who you are. Ooh, you're the Holy One of God. They, there's more than one, it says they, recognize God and Jesus. I wonder what their tone was. Was it like sarcastic, like, oh, you're the Holy One of God. Or was it, you know, oh, you're the Holy One of God. We're going to be destroyed by you. There is no love in what those demons were saying. No delight in the goodness of God right in front of them. So when they were saying, you are the Holy One of God, you can feel the irony and the daggers coming out of their mouths. Now, a few weeks ago, we had Jesus' baptism. Remember that? He's in the water, in the Jordan River, with John the Baptizer. And we hear the voice from the Father in heaven saying, you are my Son, my beloved. With you, I am well pleased. And then the dove, the Holy Spirit, comes down. So we have the Trinity right there. So this is like the opposite. Instead of a loving embrace, this is my Son whom I love. This is, you are the Son of God. We know who you are. So this is actually the first miracle that we see in Mark. So within the chaos and the clutter and the noise, evil is unmasked by Jesus to the truth. And they say, have you come to destroy us? See, they fear Jesus because they know that they will be destroyed one day. So maybe in despair or hostility or aggression, they say this. Jesus has no honeymoon period in his ministry. He got baptized, he goes out in the desert, he gets tempted. So this is bam, immediately. He's in Capernaum at the synagogue and bam, he is hit once, at once. There is no skipping and having fun with chili cook-offs for this Jesus and his ministry. He is in it. Jesus got baptized and said that the heavens tore open and God came down. He is here. It is in action right now, this very second. There is no waiting around. It's here. He is confronting evil face to face. And he has authority over it. He says, be silent and come out of him. There is no negotiation. I've been reading a lot of negotiation books lately. And becoming a mediator through the Mennonite Peace University. So I've been reading mediation books, and if the other party isn't willing to sit down and discuss things, there's no point in having negotiations. In this case, Jesus has the authority. There is no negotiation. Get out. Shut up and get out. That's what he says. He has authority over evil. There is negotiation. There is no negotiation with terrorists. There is no negotiation with evil. He has authority over all things, period, end of discussion. N.T. Wright, who's one of my all-time favorite theologians, y'all know that, writes this. So I'm going to read it, and then I will hopefully rephrase it so you can understand it. He says, God becomes king, you follow that so far, which is the center of the message of Jesus, was that all rival powers were being defeated. Jesus came with all power and authority greater than the forces that had corrupted and defaced human lives. For God to become king meant that all other foes had to be dethroned. And the most obvious sign of that was the dark, shadowy forces that had seized control of some benighted individuals were being decisively challenged. Okay, so God became king. And for God to be able to be king, all the other powers had to be defeated. So those other powers are evil, Satan and all of his fallen angels. They're defeated. They're already defeated. So that's basically it. God became king. God already was king. He came down and was king. And so all of those forces were dethroned. God has the authority. Now, we are in the season of Epiphany still. We almost sang a Christmas carol today, but I thought, no, that'd probably be kind of weird, the end of January. So, in Epiphany, God reveals himself to us. Remember Epiphany, when the wise men come to see baby Jesus, and they're like, aha, Epiphany moment. It is the King of Kings. I'm going to worship you, even though you're a baby and I'm a king, right? So, this is Epiphany. So, today, he is revealing himself as the King of Kings. I have authority. Everything else is dethroned. I have authority over everything. I'm the creator and you're not. I'm God and you're not. I have authority and you don't. That's what he's saying. So, think for a second of a hallway with many doors. Those doors are all locked. Now, the hallway is actually you. You unlock one door and you open it up and you might see your past that you are ashamed of, things that you regret, things that you wish had done differently, the shame, the agony, the pain, the sorrow, you name it. Close that door really fast, okay? Open up another door. You might see your finances or lack of finances, your bills, your hospital bills, your mortgage, your lack of everything. Quick, close that door. Walk a little bit farther down. Open up the door, you see your family. Mm-hmm. Close that door in a hurry. Slam it shut? Okay. All right, walk down a little bit farther, open up another door. What do I have on my list here? Depression, anxiety. Slam that shut. Open up another door. Addictions, chocolate, scotch, wine, anything that's good. Slam that shut. Open up another door, that grim period of your life that you want to forget. Close the door. Jesus has authority over all those doors and all those dirty closets, all those closets that are scary, with spiders and mold and dark and dusty and ick, all that parts of your life, Jesus can unlock. And he shines his light in them because he was there with you. Or he's there with you right now, this very second, with whatever you're going through. He has authority over that. He's there with you. Let those doors stay open and let Jesus walk by and see what's in those doors. God has authority. I was walking this week and I listened to music. I'm on Spotify. I have a playlist if you want to look me up. And one of the songs that rung home to me was a song called Lay It Down by Will Reagan. And I won't sing it to you, but it goes like this. Bring all your worry, grief and pain, and every cause you have for shame. Lay it down, lay it down. When your cares have buried you and there's nothing left to do, lay it down, lay it down. At the feet of Jesus, at the feet of Jesus. Carried on, but your heart was tired. Feared the worst and you felt the fire. Lay it down. Lay it down. Filled with all those anxious thoughts that keep you up all night. Mm-hmm. and your doubts became your God, lay it down. Lay it down before the feet of Jesus. Down at the feet of Jesus. When you've been giving better days, there's memories that you can't explain, and there's nothing left here that can ease the pain. Lay it down. Lay it down all at the feet of Jesus. You see, brothers and sisters, Jesus had the power and authority to expel the demon. So God comes and has authority over your life to wash away what is holding us back from a deeper faith in him. He can help us to trust in him and to believe even in the eternal life message that he gives us. See, what blows my mind is we say, oh yeah, I believe in God, and I'm going to have eternal life, kumbaya, everything is awesome, when I die, I'll be with Jesus. But then when it comes to the everyday things like, how am I going to get the casserole to the potluck dinner today when it's supposed to be at 400 degrees for 20 minutes and I'm here? Even that, God will give us rest. The little things that we worry about, God will give us rest. He has authority over the littlest things, and he cares about the littlest things. He has authority over demons. He has authority over our salvation, so he has authority over those dark, dirty closets in your hallway. God is stronger than evil. God is stronger than your suffering, because he's been through that himself. He's even stronger than death, because he has overcome death. Christ Jesus overcame evil, he overcame suffering, and he overcame death for you and for me. And he has all authority and all power and covers us all with his incredible, incredible love that we do not earn, that we do not deserve. His incredible, uncontrollable love he pours over us. Grace is poured out to us. And so, yes, he is the Holy One of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.